I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, April 10. Coming up, government reviewing Disaster Risk Management Act, over 8,000 BPO jobs to be created this year, and workshop planned for case progression officers. The news in detail after this message.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The government is reviewing regulations accompanying the Disaster Risk Management Act passed in Parliament in 2015. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond Mackenzie says the objective of the review is to strengthen the provisions of the Act and to make the legislation more effective, particularly in relation to compulsory evacuations from areas deemed vulnerable to severe weather, such as hurricanes and tropical storms.
In order to make the bill more effective, some of the regulations need to be done because there has to be provisions made to secure people's place when we force them to move. And these are considerations that is being looked at in the real question of the regulations.
Mr. Mackenzie notes, however, that the discussions have started surrounding the review, with the first involving officers of the ministry and ODPEM staged on April 6. The minister was speaking at a recent grant agreement signing ceremony at the Finance and the Public Service Ministry. Major developments in business process outsourcing, BPO, are expected to generate approximately 8,000 additional jobs this year. This was disclosed by a minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang. Dr. Chang says this is in keeping with Prime Minister Andrew Holness's mission to employ an additional 200,000 persons in the sector.
We are working closely with Hatras NTA and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to establish a program to ensure that this is achievable, including the provision of technical capacities in the engineering and other technical areas needed for the sector to accommodate the growth in the economy.
Dr. Chang was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. Additionally, he points out that the Factories Corporation of Jamaica is expanding its purpose-built space for BPO and will be embarking on four main projects at Nago Head and Caymanas in St. Catherine, Garmix Free Zone in Kingston, and the Old Goodyear Complex in St. Thomas. Dr. Chang says the objective is to improve efficiency, provide jobs, and offer opportunities for improvement in wealth creation. The work of the Social Development Commission, SDC, will be boosted following the government's commitment to allocate $50 million to its operations. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond Mackenzie, says the money will be used to improve several of the organization's facilities and to enhance their community building program. He lauded the commission for its dedicated service, especially to underserved sections of the island.
The work of the SDC cannot be undertaken without resources. Last year, for the first time in 6 years, provisions were made in the budget to give support to the work of the SDC. This year, the figure was increased a little.
Speaking in an interview with the GIS News, the minister also indicated that the SDC will be part of a public sensitization campaign to address concerns related to property tax payments by the public. Mr. Mackenzie was the keynote speaker at a recent long service and staff awards organized by the SDC. And a second workshop is to be held for case progression officers, CPOs, during the month of June as part of ongoing efforts by the Ministry of Justice to build their capacity, boost case management efficiency, and reduce delays in the criminal justice system. The initiative is being undertaken through the Justice Reform Implementation Unit, JRIU, in collaboration with the Office of the Chief Justice. Director of the JRIU, Althea McBean, in explaining the critical nature of the CPO's work, said they ensure that the orders made by the judges in court are complied with.
So they will follow up with the relevant parties in a case to ensure that when the judge makes an order that is complied with by the relevant date. Also to ensure that documents are served when they are supposed to be disclosed. And significantly to follow up and ensure that third-party reports are obtained and placed on the file for service so that the matter can proceed to trial.
The workshops will also be used to finalize and discuss in detail the case progression manual, which provides standardized procedures to streamline practices for the post. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.